Believers, just like Drake, we are going back to back tonight. First, we're talking episode 14, Pet Sematary, so stick around. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What does going back to back like Drake mean?
Drake had a song called Back to Back.
Okay.
Where he was dissing Meek Mill. It was very good.
Okay.
Guys.
Diss tracks are hot right now.
They are. See? We're topical. That's what we're doing. We're being topical. Guys, this is the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. This is, this is the first of two shows that we'll be doing tonight. We're going to be doing separate streams, changing it up a little bit. Instead of one double episode, we're going to break them down one, then the other, so we can focus and stay on track. Because I don't know if you've seen the show before, we sometimes have a little bit of trouble doing that.
Go off and then the rails on a crazy train.
On a very, very, the craziest. It gets a little wacky here. It gets a little wild. After Buzz, After Dark, you could say. Guys, my name is Ty Matthews. As always, you can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. Boo! Joining me as always.
I'm back.
To my left, he's back.
It feels good to be back.
Back on his ish, if you could say that. He is not in the booth. He's at the table. He's a wrestling fan, a historian, a collector of action figures for y'all watching the YouTube stream.
You can find him online.
That's the Rachel Devil. You can find him online at Jimbo in the Booth because he's Jimbo in the Booth. James Frank.
Hi. It's good to be back.
Hello.
Sorry, yes. I missed so many episodes.
In Rachel's absence, we've got this satanic little luchador here. I know, it's been so long.
I know. I had to watch episodes to like catch up.
You got to binge watch to catch up.
14 and 15, which we're at now.
Yeah.
But 13, before
13
we get into
wild.
It, the Melissa Santos fight
right.
scene with Katrina was
that
one
was
of the
wild.
Best things ever, and
absolutely.
They should win an Emmy for that. Moving on.
Emmy's all around. As you heard the Ramones singing at the top of this episode, we're talking Pet Sematary. That's the name of episode 14. Let's get into it.
Starts with Ivelisse versus Dragon Azteca for the Gift of the Gods, right?
For the Gift of the Gods title, just a straight up and down Luchador versus Luchadora championship match.
And that's the kind of match it was. It was a lot of like arm drags, DDTs. Back and forth.
It was a pure técnico contra técnico match.
Wow. You said that really well.
A little bit. I took a little bit of Spanish.
Lots of leg drops in this match.
A whole lot, including
finish,
at the very end.
Yeah, finish with a leg drop.
Mm-hmm.
Top rope leg drop.
Does he do, I think I looked away right when he did that leg drop. Does he do the old Kenny Dykstra leg drop? Okay, I thought he almost did. He does that when he's standing. He does that as a standing leg drop. That's what it is.
Yeah, he doesn't go full squirrel off
where
the top.
Where he reaches back and grabs his ankles. Love it. I love that move.
There was a great Enziguri kick that Ivelisse hit that had gnarly Foley on it.
Absolutely.
What a crack.
I don't know if we've ever had time to get to it, but the plan has always been to do a special segment called Foley is God. I think we say that every week, but we never have time to do it. That right there
that
is
was
a
your Foley is
perfect,
God
perfect
of
example.
This episode for
we'll,
sure.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. We get a destroyer. Man, Lucha Underground loves their destroyers. Between episodes 14 and 15, not to jump ahead to the next episode, a la Dr. J and Snoop. But
I remember when Petey Williams was the only one that did the Canadian
right?
Destroyer.
Man, that's like...
And I heard he stole it from Quiet Storm.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's Quiet Storm?
Quiet Storm. He was trained by... oh, my God. I feel like such a dummy right now. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to say he was trained at the Mikey Whipwreck School with all of those guys.
Okay.
And his finishing move was the Storm Cradle Driver, which is kind of like the Gonzo Bomb.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
And rumor has it he tried to do like a running across the ring version of the Canadian Destroyer.
Whoa.
And that's where Petey Williams saw it. And
interesting.
He was like, oh, I can do that.
The Destroyer, it's got to be, I don't know if this is blasphemy to say. I don't know.
The dumbest move in wrestling?
No sense? Not that. I was going to go the opposite. I was going to say the Destroyer might be this generation's DDT.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
Where, like, everyone uses it, and it can be a finish, it used to be a finish, but now it's just like, I'll just hit you with this.
Exactly. Everybody's using it, and I feel like on a long enough timeline, its origin is going to become apocryphal. Like, there's people that grow up in this generation that probably don't know who Jake the Snake is, but see a million DDTs on TV.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Right? Because you got to think, the Destroyer, it changed wrestling.
It really did. because I'll never forget seeing it on TNA when they were doing when the they Wednesday were doing the
weekly pay per views, yeah,
and showing it to people like, no, we need to watch this company. Why? Look at this move.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'd be like, that's crazy.
It was moves like the Canadian Destroyer. Like, do you remember Jason Cross? The guy that did the moonsault into the leg drop, I think. Yes. I think it was.
Shooting star leg drop.
Yes. Yes. That's what it was. That's what it was. Wild
Cross
stuff,
fire,
y'all.
I believe he called it.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Because if wrestling isn't about puns, then what is it really about, guys? That's what I'm saying here. That's what I'm saying.
It's about trios, title matches.
Exactly. Exactly.
And
so,
the unity. It's wrestling is about unity because in this team of three, we have Ivelisse, Joey Ryan, and Exolicious.
So let's get to that. Let's get to that. So Dragon the Second Jr., he retains his Gift of the Gods title. Emerging at the top of the stairs is Exolicious and Joey Ryan, telling Ivelisse that they can be... She's, you know, she's known for her alliance with unlikely trios. So why don't they form an unlikely trio and go after those belts? You know?
They could all be the baddest bitches in the temple.
Exactly. All in different... iterations.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure.
Exactly. What else? Next, we've got King Cuerno taking on Mil Muertes one on one. Thank you very much, Josh.
The bell.
Holding down the ones and twos. What else?
What did I write here? So, I definitely wrote no sell. Because Mil definitely took something.
When he
took a Tilt-A-Whirl backbreaker and just stood right back up.
It was that, but it was also what I was thinking of is when he hits King Cuerno with that superplex off the top, he gets immediately up. And I like you never really see that, you know? Because it's in theory, the superplex is almost as bad for the guy giving it as the guy taking it, you know? Yeah. But he springs right up to his feet.
That's like a good way to just sit there and lay there for a couple seconds.
It's a good way to get some rest.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Right, exactly.
Mil hits his awesome twisting choke slam that he does.
I love that.
So
I love
good.
It. Kind of, it's almost like Bray Wyatt's Uranagi a little bit.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's kind of like a rock bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Drops him right in the center of the Aztec symbol.
Let's see what else. They at one point they're brawling so fast and so hard on the outside. They shove Marty Elias hard into the chairs. Just it always oh man, we need to get a clip of Ace Ventura 2. What are you? HR shoving stuff. One of my absolute favorite. Josh, make a note of that. We're going to make that a sound clip for next week somehow.
I know how they flip over the top at some point and then it just turns into like I'm going to punch you. Okay, I'm going to punch you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to punch you. Just okay, I'm going to punch you.
A whole bunch
until
of
Antonio Cueto comes out. I was like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Exactly. Yeah. What are you doing? I wish he would have said that. But yeah, for once we get a Cueto urging the fighters to stop fighting.
Yeah, the temple isn't about blood in this
for
moment.
Once. It's Everyone hold it. He had made at the beginning of this match, he made this a number one contenders match for the Lucha Underground title. But since they're both fighting so hard and beating the piss out of each other, he makes a triple threat match for next week. Spoiler alert, we're going to be talking about that in like 10-15 minutes, so don't go anywhere if y'all are listening to the live stream. Makes a triple threat match for the Lucha Underground title for next week between the champion Pentagon Dark, King Cuerno, and Mil Muertes.
Card stacked against Pentagon again.
Of course. Of course. As always. As they always are. Getting into our main event, we've got Trios titles action. Aerostar, Drago, and Phoenix taking on the Reptile Tribe of Daga, Cobra Moon, and the still brilliantly named Jeremiah Snake.
Jeremiah Snake.
God, it's so damn good.
I forgot about the Super Friends. Matt Stryker was so happy. He's like, the Super Friends, are back together.
You know, we've got the Dragon, and we've got the guy that came back from the dead, and we've got the Time Traveler. Wrestling's normal.
Dude, okay, so I was trying...
Thank you.
I was trying to explain
Robert
that.
Zemeckis?
I was trying to explain that to my brother. My brother just walked in the room as I was watching this episode and taking notes, and at first he was wondering why everyone in the band had Lucha masks.
Has he never seen Lucha before?
No, I think he's seen Lucha, but not Lucha Underground.
Not Lucha Underground. Okay, that's what I meant.
Which is completely different.
Interesting.
And then he sat down while the entrance is going on.
Sure.
And he's like, what the hell is up with that guy's tongue when Drago
comes out?
Oh,
Drago, yeah. His weird jelly tongue.
Yeah.
Once again,
and I proceeded
normal.
To tell him he's a dragon, and then that guy's a time-traveling spaceman.
Yep.
And yeah, this guy has snake venom.
This guy is an actual phoenix that rose from the dead.
Yeah.
And then this
and now
guy,
he's dark because he was brought back not the right way.
Yes, Let's get into this. We'll get to that next episode.
No, because this is where we first see Dark Phoenix.
Oh, that's right. We do see Dark Phoenix.
He walks down all creepy in black gear.
Before the match gets underway, we get an appearance from the Savage, Jake Strong.
Oh, God, this is awful.
His delivery of, "Hello, Drago," made me think, like, all right, is my man just straight up doing Wayne Knight on my Lucha Underground show right now?
Who's that?
Wayne Knight played Newman. Hello, Newman.
It's like... what does he say in Jurassic Park? We got Bronson here.
We got Bronson. See, whatever he says.
Yeah. See, nobody cares.
I love it.
Don't get cheap on me now.
I love it so much. I went on a real brief tangent. I swear to God, we'll get back on track. I went on the Jurassic Park ride for the last time on Labor Day before it becomes Jurassic World. My favorite part, always that Barbasol can. The very end, just laying on the rock. Such a brilliant little touch. I love it. We love pro wrestling, but we also love theme parks.
What? Yeah, I said I have a great Jurassic Park story. I'll tell you afterwards.
I'm very curious.
I hated this promo though, and I just don't know what it is about him.
Right,
but I don't like him at all in Lucha.
His gear, his name.
Right. It's just nothing new. Anybody else that has come from another company and been brought into Lucha,
sure,
might have kept the gimmick.
Yeah.
Especially if it fit the Lucha Underground.
Sure.
What would you say? Universe?
Yeah. It's canon. It's continuity.
But his is just nothing.
Right.
It's like, oh, man. That's why if he would have been like a strongman from the farm.
Well, or and that's, yeah, exactly.
Something, change your gear.
And that's the thing. Here's my issue is that I feel like thus far, over the first couple times that we saw him in the temple, he's been kind of, you know, enigmatic and kind of mysterious, and he's been kind of silent, you know, like, and he's just been just murking people left and right. But now, like, he just cuts just a normal ass promo where he's just like, "I'm a wrestler and wrestling's better than Lucha Libre." Well, like, where did that come from?
If that was the angle they were gonna go, they should have made him like a hitman for hire, where he comes out and he breaks ankles.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Kind of how Pentagon is breaking arms.
Sure, sure, sure.
Like, oh, you want to get someone out so you can move ahead? Well, right. Like, I'll go in there and break their ankle because I don't care about this.
Because now that he's just anti Lucha, he's just the real American again.
Yeah. Oh my God. And that gear with the like shimmery gold,
mm-hmm.
It just doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Not a fan of it.
Yeah. So when Jake Strong hits the scene, he grabs the mic and he tells the Lucha Super Friends that if they win the Trios titles tonight, that they're going to have to defend them against him and only him.
Sounds like something I saw in Championship Wrestling from Hollywood.
Especially to me, it's very familiar territory, given my association with Eric Watts, former tag team champion of the United Wrestling Network.
Yeah, he was one man that was the champion.
No tea, no shade, no pink lemonade.
Okay. Moving on.
So moving on.
The match starts with... Real quick,
hang on. Before we get into the match, Jake Strong also, he gives them one of these, which just makes it look like he's just bashing action figures together.
I don't know why, when he did that, I just pictured, remember when Drago puts his arms together and it looks like a dragon's face?
What?
I never told you that.
No, what?
So he has like the wraps on his arms that are eyes. And then with his arm guards that look like the dragon's face. So if he clenches his hands and goes like this and makes like a, like almost
what?
Whatever kind of pose for those of you listening, go on YouTube and check us out.
It makes
a dragon's face.
I've never once heard of this.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. That's very just creative. Like
very, yeah.
Creative way costume to go design.
Intricate in your gear.
Yeah.
So
it's the little thing.
When he did that, I was like, oh, is he telling Drago, make the dragon face? Make your dragon's face.
But it looked like he did this, and it just made it sound like he was saying, like, I'm going to bash you together like action figures. Like toys.
Don't ever play with your toys like that.
But getting into the match, we see this awesome DDT from Drago where he's standing on the top rope, jumps out, puts his knees on one guy's shoulders, falls straight forward, lands on another guy into a tilt-a-whirl DDT.
I thought what he was going to do is, like, it wouldn't be a Rana because your legs are the other way.
Sure.
Like a head scissors?
Yeah.
Would that be a head scissors where he just, like, rolls forward and then the guy that has his ankles around his head hits Jeremiah Crane instead of him landing on him to DDT him.
Right.
Just like flip you into him and right. then you both knock each other over.
Yeah.
I love how the match started with Crane doing a double clothesline to the two other guys in the ring.
Oh, that's right.
Like, what match starts with two people from the other team in the ring and then the one guy takes both of them out with the first move?
Yeah, exactly. So exactly. To me. What else did we get?
Phoenix, when he finally gets involved, because he's very slow and methodical and he has these weird looks.
I love not this normal Phoenix. I love Dark Phoenix. So he hits his kind of his
not to rolling, be confused with the X-Men.
Not that Dark Phoenix with an F. Dark Ray Phoenix. When he does his rolling cutter and he just sort of sits up and he looks like he's in a days, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
that was awesome.
It's to continue the bird metaphors, it's almost a little Raven-esque. Raven, one of my absolute all-time favorites, bar none. The way he just kind of sits there and just sort of like is sort of, you know, enshrouded in himself.
What's one of your favorite Raven moments?
Oh boy. His promos that he used to cut on Tommy Dreamer were like hugely, hugely influential on the promos that I cut now. And like the even just going back when I was a kid, when I started wrestling when I was 13, and the promos that I was trying to cut were like intellectual promos like Raven. And so I would always cut these promos that just went like I would just look up weird words in the dictionary and go, okay, how can I fit that in?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
But it was the promo where he's sitting on the playground swings. That one, okay. Specifically, I think that was part of his feud with him, with Tommy over Beulah. But yeah, that was hugely, hugely inspirational to me.
When he left WCW,
yeah,
and he showed up in the Hammerstein Ballroom, I want to say,
yes,
and won the tag titles with Tommy Dreamer, and he had an Unk painted around his face,
yeah,
and he had like a Punisher shirt on, or something.
Right before the Dudleys went to WWE.
Yeah, yes. That moment when he just like slid in and he hits the DDT, and him and Tommy have the tag titles, and they're just like sitting there,
so good.
Like, oh man,
so good. What else?
Phoenix just nailing kicks all over.
Oh, my God. I don't know
what he calls his run-up spinning corner kick, but right. that thing is a thing of beauty, and it I don't absolutely know how is. He doesn't knock it's, people out or break noses.
It's like Xbox spinning kick, but yeah. like but up a level, you know?
You know what I would like to see, and I've been thinking a lot about this?
What's that?
I would like to see – you know how everyone, especially in Lucha Underground, does this like pop-up DDT kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the DDTJ?
Yes, yes, yes.
I would love to see people do something like that into the X Factor.
Oh, I can. Ooh, I would like
and
that.
And if
yeah.
someone started to do like the Catch Factor, where you just like caught people with X Factors out of nowhere, like
yes.
you just like how people like RKO out of nowhere,
sure.
like the Dave Chris is doing like the run up cutters and
right.
weird things like that. People are hitting cutters out of nowhere.
Yeah,
like if you just found ways like Irish whip someone in the turnbuckle, and when they do the up and over, if you just turn around and grab their head, X Factor.
That
you
know, would be like, dope. Super dope.
Spin up in the air like a tilt-a-whirl, and instead of catching the guy and him DDTing you, you catch his head, X Factor.
Yeah,
know, and
just, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So eventually, we, you know, it looks like the Lucha Super Friends firing on all cylinders. Looks like they could be, you know, taking the Trios titles home. And then Dark Phoenix super kicks the living hell out of Aerostar.
Oh, but before that, at some point, Aerostar trips someone on the second rope, runs, hits the double knees on the rope, and just sits there.
Oh, yeah.
And uses that as a rebound to go and hit the other guy.
In like, his own running cutter.
Yeah.
Or rolling cutter. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So dope.
So Phoenix embraces the darkness, goes full on Dark Phoenix, beats the holy hell out of Aerostar. I mean, yes.
Yeah, savage.
Not unlike Shao Kahn. What does he do? What else does he do?
He
hits him with that new Black Fire Driver, which is, we were talking about it a little before we went live. I don't know if we've ever seen it. It starts like a Muscle Buster, spins around into almost
like a Key Crusher
or almost like a One Winged Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not unlike the One Winged Angel
or the Rubik's Cube. The way
was that Jigsaw's review?
That was a Chris Heroes.
Oh, I do remember that. I do remember that. Just folds him right in half, beats the holy hell out of him,
and then he lets the snake tribe.
Oh, and then so yeah, he lets the reptile tribe get the win with that double arm shoulder breaker,
which I thought was completely unnecessary.
A little bit.
Like he should have slithered in the ring. Got the pin
right.
and slithered away.
Exactly. He's a snake.
He's a slippery little snake.
but so they retain their titles. He grabs Melissa Santos at ringside, once again, gives her a shove, puts her on her ass.
Yeah.
As
got to work hard not to get that up camera shot.
Right, exactly. As the temple, who knows, you know, what goes on behind the scenes, they start doing the Terminator stomp.
Really?
For Cage, yeah.
Dude, I just put that together in my
every
head
time,
right now.
Yeah, every time Phoenix goes to put his hands on Melissa, everyone starts doing the Terminator stomp.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
So woo. So we'll see, yeah, if those worlds collide. Yes.
Power Man 5000.
Power Man 5000!
Shout out. That was a great album.
Spider! Oh, man. Okay, so we are running very low on time.
Speaking of spiders, we'll get to that in the next 14. Episode.
We're gonna wrap it up right now. Josh, do we do the outro and everything? There we go. Jimbo, where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth, and stay tuned because we're about to talk about the next episode right now.
You can find me online at Ty Matthews PMA. Saturdays, check your local listings, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. On Tuesday nights, you can catch me on the Purge after show, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Stay tuned if you're watching the live stream. We are going live in about 5-10 minutes talking episode 15. But until then, viva la lucha!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.